These hands were different. The kind of different that didn't have words or emotions. It was just this feeling. The feeling paralyzed me with fear. Fear that if I moved, the moment would vanish. Fear that if I moved, he would give me a look. Fear that if I moved, he would cut me with his tongue. My eyes drifted shut as I drew in the tiniest of shaky breaths, letting my hands ease to my sides. Don't move. Don't open your eyes. Don't breathe. His hands ghosted higher along my legs, over the curve of my ass, easing to my hips. As he slowly stood, I took a step back, taking a huge swallow while trying to open my eyes. I couldn't. I couldn't let him see my need, my fear, my pain. Then he was gone. His touch, his scent, his warmth.
This is kind of insane, I murmur as we stroll across the quad. Sybil laughs. Tell me about it. You're in another world now, Cherry Bomb. There's a hierarchy here. The girls will see you as a threat, and they will test you. And the boys will all want a piece of the fresh meat. You have to remember, these are kids who have been top performers since the age of 5. They expect to be the future 1%, and they will accept nothing less. That means trampling over anyone they see as competition. Great. It's not all bad, though, she shrugs. The pressure really gets to people. We have some rager parties. Really? I question. Don't people get caught? Nah. I mean, sometimes. But usually the teachers here don't pay attention.
Princesses do not run. Princesses do not stuff frilly pink dresses into broom closets. Princesses do not wear black. And princesses most definitely do not slide down secret chutes and high jump castle walls. But then, most princesses do not live near an entrance to Monsterland. Stopping monsters was no job for prim and perfect Princess Magnolia. But fortunately, Princess Magnolia did have a secret. She was secretly the Princess in Black. And stopping monsters was the perfect job for the Princess in Black.